Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the A.P. Rallo monthly call taking place on Thursday, 19th of November, 2020. On our call today, on the English channel, we have Satish Babu, Cheryl Langdonori, Gopal Tadepalli, Suzanne Marukyan, Aris Ignacio, Jehangir Hossein, Amrita Chaturi, Jiwon Son, Maureen Hilliard, Nadira El Araj, Ali El Meshal, and Mubashir Sargana, as well as Hanan Hatip and Namrata Katepral. Apologies for my mispronunciations. And currently, we don't have anyone listed on the Chinese channel, and we have not received any apologies. And from staff side, we have Gisela Gruber and myself, Yeshim Nazar, and I'll also be doing call management for today's call. As you know, we have Chinese interpretation, and our interpreters are Sandy and Ray. And before we start, just a kind reminder to please state your names before speaking, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes as well, please, in case someone joins the Chinese channel. And with that, I would like to leave the floor back over to you, Satish. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Yeshim. This is Satish for the record. Welcome to this November monthly call of AP Rallo. We've been having a lot of activity this month so far, and many of us are under the fatigue of the IGF, which just got over this week, Monday and Tuesday. And it was not particularly, in terms of the time zone, not particularly good for Asia Pacific. So I'm sure many of us have had, sleepless nights. It is kind of unsurprising that we have somewhat slow turnout today for this meeting. Today, before we get started, I have a couple of pleasant duties. One is to welcome formally Nadira as the vice chair of AP Rallo. This is the first meeting that Nadira is joining after she has taken charge. So welcome, Nadira, and we hope that the future our work will be kind of productive with, as we've been following for the last so many years in the AP Rallo leadership team. The second task is to congratulate Amrita, who has just been placed on the IGF MAG. It is indeed interesting that Liana, who has been on the MAG, is now kind of going out of the MAG now, and we have another person from the AP Rallo leadership team who's coming into the MAG. So we retain our continuity, and we hope that we will continue to work together with IGF, which is, of course, a very important part of our the internet governance circuit. With that, we will move on to our agenda. As far as membership is concerned, we do not have anything in the pipeline that is in motion. We have a few cases of applications which are presently on hold for various reasons. And we will now move on to the agenda item number 3, which is our policy update. It's over to Evan, Holly, Justine, and if required, Cheryl and Maureen, who will update us on the ELAC policy. So over to you. Who will be doing this first? Is it Evan?
Satish?
Yes.
Sorry, Gisela?
Sorry, Yeshim. Yes, thank you. This is Satish. This is Gisela for the record. Just to say, we don't have Evan online, and I don't see Holly nor Justine, and I have sent them a little message to see if they are joining the call. So I'm wondering whether Cheryl or Maureen could assist with this policy update.
Right. So we have a couple of options. One is that Cheryl or Maureen, if they can step in and do the update, that's one way. The other would be to defer this item until later in the agenda. we can move on with the rest of it and then see if they come back. Which would we prefer? Maureen, Cheryl, do you have any opinions on this?
I prefer the latter, but...
Oh, really, Maureen? Why? Why, Maureen, do you prefer the latter on labor generation rules?
Okay, so we will defer this policy of the agenda until...
if they don't turn up, Satish, I'm happy to step in.
Good, Cheryl. That's kind, very kind of you.
Way to go. Way to go, Cheryl.
Yeah, right. So we will now move on to the next agenda item, which is an update on ELAC and ICANN69, which Maureen, and I am aware that Maureen has been jumping meetings. This is the third meeting that she's on. There is still one more meeting coming up, so it is a really kind of hectic for her. But thanks, Maureen, for doing this update. Over to you.
Well, this one I can actually do. I'm on my own. I'm happy to do this one. And I think that, you know, like, I mean, having just a couple of hours ago, Cheryl and I were sort of like engaged in the APAC Hub ICANN69 readout session. And so if you want to sort of like find out sort of like what we said at that session, a good idea would be to listen in, because there was some really interesting information that sort of like came out from the various sort of like constituency groups, as well as the SO AC sort of section. So I mean, that was it was a very good session. I just wanted to sort of like say that, and I did make mention of it in my update about ICANN69 earlier, was a special mention at this meeting that was made about AMRI's decision. I have to say it again, because I was really, really proud of the way in which the session was actually run. It was quite unique in that it was one of the first times that, you know, ALSs have actually been not only the main topic, but they featured as the key participants in an ICANN session that we've actually had within at large. And I mean, the way, you know, it was all to do with, you know, basically sort of like letting the communities know, you know, what's happening within the regions and how important ALSs are. So, you know, I really have to congratulate Amrita and everyone who took part in that session. Thank you so much. You know, it'd be good having something like that every so often would be, you know, especially when we've got something special that we've actually all participated in. Sort of like following on from ICANN69, it's a pretty relatively quiet time, you know, because the staff were taking a break, and, you know, I suppose, you know, it would have been so lucky if we could have taken a break too, because it was for most of us, I am sure, it was sort of like back to normal day jobs and activities until the IGF started. And, you know, we're just getting over the time zone thing with regards to ICANN69, and then suddenly going into the time zone thing again with the IGF. And I have to admit that I did not participate in the IGF as much as I would normally have done. I was engaged in particular activities and did that, but you know, I have to say it, I was totally zoomed out and sort of feel that, and I'm sure that others are there as well. But now we're back into the swing of things, and just to give you an idea of some of the things that we're actually sort of like keeping pace with. The ALS mobilization document, although it was sort of like, Alan sort of like did finalize things and he's been trying to make sure that everyone sort of like gets, you know, sort of like gets further information about it should they need to sort of like add further information or add further clarification. That's still under discussion. It's the same time as we've got a working group looking at the criteria and expectations of the unaffiliated individual members, as they are currently called, what they will be called in future, is still to be seen. So if you're interested in those working groups, well, especially the individual members working group, because even if you're an ALS member, it's still interesting for you to attend. The CPWG, of course, continues to meet weekly, and they had a meeting this morning, which was 3 a.m. at my time, and I'm afraid I didn't attend. So I'm sort of feeling a bit sheepish about participating in the policy discussion when I wasn't at the meeting this morning. But I do know that, for example, with a statement on the .jobs agreement, which has just gone out and it's to the ALAC for endorsement, and we're sort of like, so that's ready to go off to where it needs to go. But one of the sessions that we did, meetings that we had today, of course, was the Operations, Finance and Budget Working Group meeting. And, wow, that started with a bang this morning. And I think, it had a very comprehensive agenda. And as well as the, completing, a lot of the work that needed to be done, Ricardo was actually able to get okayed two short statements on financial issues. Which he's been interested in us in pen holding, and which everyone agreed with. So that was two short statements that are going to be going forward and for endorsement by the ALAC as well. And as well as that, just a couple of days ago, I received the ICANN meeting survey report, which I'm, 48 members of at large actually participated in, a small number, comparatively a small number when we look at it from the viewpoint of other RALOs and their involvement, but it doesn't matter. I think we sort of got an overall feel of the responses were pretty much in line with what it is that we're wanting to the way in which at large is actually thinking. So that was quite good to sort of see. So what I'm doing at the moment, I've actually put in the chat the link to the survey results for the ICANN results. So if you want to sort of see what everybody thought, how they sort of responded to those the questions, you can have a look at that sort of overall the overall responses. They also gave us was the responses for at large alone. And I'm going through those at the moment so that I can actually look at how at-large's responses compare with the ICANN responses and put together some kind of consolidated analysis of that, which I want to send out to everybody to make comments on. I'll probably have to put on a Google Doc or something, but to make comments on, which I will take to a meeting with the other SOAC chairs, which I think is going to take place in a couple of weeks. So we'll need to get some pretty urgent feedback from that so that I can put it together and get an argument ready from at large's point of view about what we decide to do and what we would like from our future meetings. But at the end of the meeting, I said it was a pretty intense kind of meeting today, and we had a changing of the guard. And Ricardo had announced that he had to vacate the chair after a long time of being one of our key contributors to the finance engagement activities, and then taking over the chair of the operations group. But with work commitments and that, he can't maintain that further chairing. So we've put in an interim chair, who is Holly Raish. Oh, we know Holly. Okay, so Holly's taking over as the chair of this group. And so until such time as somebody steps up. So, you know, like it's a new group, and people are still sort of trying to find their way, I think, with it. And but we do need to be looking at, you know, some new leaders coming through. But I think one of the important things about this particular group, and especially in light of the work that Ricardo has actually done, is that you know, it's the area of analysis of financial issue of the financial information that it actually comes through. You know, we've got lots of people who are very keen on the operation side of things, but one of Ricardo's strengths has actually been his analysis of the financial details. Finally, so I don't want to go off at your best, but there is the AASC. AASC, sorry, I'm just going up again. The ALAC appointment selection committee met this week, and we had to appoint two people to the next gen positions. One was as a selection panelist, and the other person, and that person actually came from Uralo. But the second is quite a significant role for, a significant appointment for us in APUALO, was the appointment of the mentor to the next gen participants over the next year, and that went to Aris Ignacio. You're probably the first group that's actually heard this this news, it's sort of like not fully public, but I just had to raise it because it's appropriate. Thing at this meeting, but it's really great to see that APRALO members are sort of like stepping up, and they're bringing the experience that they have within their communities and what they're doing within at large, and groups that are associated with us. So, congratulations to Aris and also to Arita and also Nadira, with all these new people who are coming into. To at large in new roles. So great. So that's it from me, and I see Cheryl has her hand up.
Yeah, yes, Cheryl, please go ahead.
Thank you, Satish. Cheryl Langdonor, for the record. I just wanted to, embellish a point that you made regarding the opportunity for new leaders to be developed in the space of operation, finance and budget. That group is the big picture group. There is the subcommittee, the specific subcommittee as well, but it's all very nice and very easy, and anybody with basic and well enough developed administrative skills can convene meetings, right? So we're not in jeopardy of it all falling apart. But Ricardo is not dropped off. He's still part of the team. But what is so valuable and what has been incredibly useful is his particular experience in financial analysis, the ability to look at spreadsheets, or the ability to look at the strange and arcane language that only accountants seem to be able to talk to each other in, and quickly get to the hub of things. And so if there's anybody in the Asia-Pacific area, the Oceanic Asia-Pacific area, who either has these particular skill sets in their daily work or is, dare I say it, even training to develop these skill sets, it seems to me, Maureen, that there's an ideal opportunity for us to get those people more obviously and proactively engaged in this bigger working group, and that should their contributions shine out as obviously as Ricardo's did, that they might, not necessarily immediately, but at least in the near term, if not midterm, look to become the full-time appointment, not interim appointment. And I cannot believe that we don't have that talent in our region. Yep. So anyway, so cool. Rant over from me.
Agreed. Not about the rent, about the content. Cheryl, really agree with that. And what's more, I think that what we've got on the agenda coming up about mentoring, I'm really pleased to see that this is on the agenda, because if anyone sort of like feels that they have, you know, like that they'd like to, you know, just get some support about, you know, achieving, you know, a leadership role, this is your opportunity to sort of like, you know, sort of like you'll be matched up with a mentor. I don't want to go into it too much depth, because they're going to get that later. But this is an opportunity to for us to sort of like build some leadership. And I tell you, it sort of like works. We have got leaders on our team now who have been through this process, and we are thrilled. We're thrilled to have them, and also knowing that you know, we helped train them, which is good. But yeah, so that's it from me,
Satish. Thanks, Maureen, and thanks, Cheryl, for the suggestion. First of all, congrats to Aris for this role. It is good to see that we have more and more leaders, including the Atlas 3 ambassadors, coming up in various, you know, we had Shridip coming up in social media. So we are actually seeing that the investment made in the Atlas 3 is actually bearing fruit. And we have, of course, some more work to do, which is what the mentorship program is setting out to do in the later in the agenda. Now, I see that one more comment regarding Cheryl's point about the vertical skills for finance and, you know, reading spreadsheets and so on. Now, this one actually fits in neatly with what the policy forum has planned to do, which is to create an inventory of skills among our community. And this is one of those skills that we would, I mean, at this point in time, we value this pretty good, pretty well, yeah, as a high demand item. But there could be other items as well, and it is good. It would be good to have a kind of inventory or a database where we can see people with these kind of skills or any other specific skills that might be of use to our community. And that will be one of the activities in, among the agenda item number 5, the first point. So I hope that Justin will be kind of speaking to us on this. So Justin is back now. So Justin, we would like to hear from you on the routine policy update, and Cheryl will be happy to supplement, you know, your presentation. So please go ahead.
Sorry, I was late. I had overrun an appointment. So what did you want me to speak on?
The routine policy update.
Policy update.
Agenda item number, I think,
one.
Agenda item number one.
No.
Roll call. That's roll call.
Okay. Just sub pro and label generation rules. Only two things. Just bring everyone up to speed. Basically, yeah. What you did in CPWG, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't do anything on label generation rules, so I can't really speak to that. And that, I think that's something that ELAC already sent a statement in to. That was drafted by Bill Juris, and that was some time ago anyway, so I'm not quite sure whether it's worth speaking about that now. In terms of subpro, well, under agenda item number three, the second one, the draft final report for subsequent procedures, well, the public comment period has closed in end of September. And what the PDP Working Group for SubPro has been doing even before the close of the public comment period is to start looking at anticipated, expected, as well as submitted public comments received from commenters through the public comment process, as well as before. And we are going through the motions of looking at all the comments to see whether you know, there are new information that we need to consider in terms of whether we need to revise or update or tweak any final recommendations or even add to them, as well as vary or add to any implementation guidance that might be associated with any recommendations. And so far, I presented an update at CPWG earlier today. It was it was my last night anyway, but it's meant to be today. Yeah, I lose track of the days because of this UTC business. But anyway, I gave an update to CPWG, touching upon some selected comments as well as selected comments from selected topics. So, although the SATPO PDP working group has gone through about, I think it was 17, if I'm not mistaken, 17 topics out of 41. As of 14th of November, we've been having meetings twice a week, so you know we get through a couple of topics each time. But in any case, I was just giving an update on selected comments that either have some element of ALAC statement or ALAC comment in it, or whether it was something new that ALAC might want to consider or CPWG might want to consider giving a recommendation to ALAC to act upon. So I'm not going to go into details. If you want to know about that, then I would invite you to listen to the recording of the CPWG call from yesterday or earlier today, depending on where you are. So that's gonna happen. I anticipate that's going to take a couple of more meetings to provide a series of updates, because this process within SATPO PDP Working Group is going to go on until Christmas, I believe, is when we are expected to finalize the final report. And part of that process that I'm giving an update to CPWG is also to establish whether we want to take action, for example, put in ALAC advice to the board, and or put in a minority statement to the final report, the SATPO final report, or any, ancillary action that we wish to take. Yeah, depending on the topic. So that's that. Anything else that I need to cover? I think Maureen already mentioned the proposed amendment to the Dot Jobs Registry Agreement. The recommendations for early warning route zone scaling, that's not something that I'm following per se, so I can't really speak to that. And the third one, which is a preliminary issue report on the PDP to review transfer policy, that is a combination of several PDPs that has happened in the past. And so there are many documents that pertain to this particular issue. It's quite voluminous. Two main documents, one that runs into 100 over pages, another that runs into, say, about, I think it was about 8 pages, that's more of a summary. But this is, I would say, although it's a combination of several PDPs in the past, it is a first step to the another PDP, which is why it's an issues report. That typically is the element that kicks off a PDP. So I think the CPWG's position on this is that we weren't going to make a comment per se. It was just going to be something that we noted. But when the PDP actually comes online, then we should be looking at participating in that, because it affects transfer policy in terms of registrar transfer policy, obviously, which would affect the interests of registrants of domain names. Okay, that's it, right?
Right. Thanks, Justine. Cheryl, is there anything you want to add?
Just very briefly, Justine mentioned what ALAC, the CPWG discussion of what ALAC may or may not want to do. Justine, I haven't listened to the tapes. I've been in meetings. You don't need to know how many, but, they're in four-hour blocks today. So forgive me for not having caught up on the CPWG meeting. But I thought I heard that there was an indication that we might be expecting a minority report from, or recommendation for ALAC to put in the minority report. Is that correct, or am I hearing wrong? And the second thing, before I give you back the microphone, was not directed at you, but rather just with the label generation rules statement, just to, pardon me, to draw this group's attention to the fact and pull the record that the very brief statement is in fact on... I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, my granddaughter thinks it's important that the volume of her YouTube comes up this second. Thank you, Thea. the statement, I believe, is articulated in today's agenda, which is that label generation rules has been a important matter for our region. That's it from me. Thank you. Okay, Thea, you may down.
Just answer Cheryl's question to me. Yes, what we ended up doing with CPWG last night or today, was that there is a note for me to look into drafting or crafting ALAC advice so that I can board, as well as ALAC minority statement to the Supra PDP final report on two topics at the moment, which is to do with ALAC standing and community objections and DNS abuse. So those are the two that were identified so far in the part one presentation that I made.
Thank you. I have warned the ICANN board members who are shepherding and working on the subsequent procedures. Our liaisons, we met with the executives, our liaisons, the sub-pro PDP and the new leadership of the GNSO Council today. So I have warned them that we should expect, based on what I'd heard, a minority report. So I'm sure they'll all be looking forward to reading it.
Thanks, Cheryl, and thanks, Justine, for the update. We now move on to agenda item number 5, which are the normal updates. We have two agenda items here. The first is the activities of the APRLO policy platform, which we have revived a month back. Justine is heading this. And what I wanted to discuss here was a couple of things. One is that the policy forum is open for participation, and we would like to welcome anyone who would like to learn more about the ALAC policy process, how to join the CPWG, and what are the issues of relevance for our region. Cheryl just mentioned the LGR, the statement that ALAC has put out. That, of course, is important for our region because of our language diversity. We still need to have some more people sign up for the policy forum. That's one thing. And so I'd like to request all of you to, whoever is not signed up, to please consider signing up and joining the call. The second point is that Alan's group has done some wonderful work on the ALAC mobilization, which is as a result of the whole review process, how to make ALSs more relevant making them contribute to our policy processes. So they have come out with a comprehensive set of recommendations. Now, we would like to adopt a consultative process with our ALSs to see how they react or respond to these proposed suggestions. So this is a process that we have to undertake with the ALSs, and this could be done either through a survey where we outline the recommendations that Alan has put forth, sound out the ALSs on what they think of these recommendations. Are these feasible? Do they see any operational or other kind of issues? Now, this could be followed by a call where we discuss the outputs that we receive from all the ALSs together. But I had requested Justine to take this on as an activity under the policy platform. Now, I see Gopal's hand. So before yes. I... go to Justine. Gopal, please go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Satish Babu. It was very nice listening to Dr. Alan Greenberg and his 29 meetings-based report. But then statistically, are we strong in a Pralu region as to how many ALSs are active, how many are dormant, and how many are saying that, you know, we have almost quit, but the ALS will be operational in some other form and format. So is there any such report that we can think of from Apralo, the status in 3-4 things? Survey is sent to people whom we think are live, but then these are the other categories.
Right. So thanks, Gopal, for that comment. I think it's a very insightful point that we often do not know what the status of our ALS is. Now, we were planning to send the survey to all our ALSs, and those that respond are the active ones according to us. But we are open to, of course, discussions on this, and I'd like to bring in Justine at this point, as well as anybody else who have some comments on this. Justine, over to you for your comments, and then Cheryl has a hand up as well.
Thanks, Satish. Justine, I don't really have a comment per se. If the group here decides that, you know, this is the way that we want to go, and we want the AP Rallo policy platform to be the facilitator of that, then obviously I will set aside some time to look into how to do that. The question is this the approach that we want to go? So I'm open for suggestions, actually.
Thanks, Justine. Over to you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Satish, Cheryl, for the record. And here I'm speaking very much from the convener of the metrics subcommittee of the at-large advisory committee point of view. One of the reasons we asked the work party on ALS mobilisation to do the work it did, obviously coming out of our work from the review implementation, but it was also to establish some regionally supported mechanisms by which we could better establish the validity, it's the viability of our at-large structures. And I guess I'm loath to start going into particular mechanisms within our region before we've had the time to even put into place the mechanisms that are recommended in the report. And of course, the mechanisms that are recommended in the report, assuming that the at-large advisory committee adopts any or all of them, include things like having more than just one contact person for at-large structures, and that will make a huge difference to the number of returns we will get on such a survey. So I'm a little concerned about if we do a survey at a particular point in time before such times as we have three or more, or as the number of contacts as opposed to one, who may or may not be reading their emails, that we may not do justice to the data as it's collected. It might be highly untrue or biased data. And the other thing, of course, is that there is the recommendations, it's not all of them, these are two critical ones, whereby there is a regular and ongoing interaction, a report, for the want of a better word, but it will be basically a survey-type tool, between our at-large staffing and the at-large structures directly, which is in itself a survey. Two things there. We ought to give that a bit of a go, and we don't want to cross over and duplicate there, but we also don't want to have our at-large structures confused as to which of the surveys is the critical for their viability to be measured. Because if they respond to our surveys and they don't respond to the one from the greater at-large, it's going to be the one from greater at-large which counts, and we could come into problems there. So just while you're thinking about things, think about the when, the how, and the purity of the data that you're intending to collect. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. All valid points. We will not jump into this. We will examine and discuss both within the leadership team as well as within the policy forum. And then we can take a kind of consensus-based decision on this. Nadira, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Satish. Nadira, for the record. I'm with Cheryl regarding its approach, but since there is a time... the timeline where we have to get the responses of APRALO on this report, and being part of this team and was busy not not going into details into the discussions when Alan shared his views, shared the findings, and the discussion went on. I wanted to kind of have time to read through. And I'm with Satish regarding having a meeting, maybe with Ellen, just with our allies, to discuss and kind of approve this this report. Thank you.
Thanks, Nadira. Cheryl, is it a new hand?
I was typing, and then as I was typing, my link. Against the hand, but I'm going to say it instead of typing. Just to say, Nadira, Alan has indicated that he's more than willing to do that for regions, for RALOs, and in fact I know he's done it for at least two, if not three other RALOs. So I'm utterly supportive of that, but we need to get onto that fairly soon. Thanks.
Thanks, Cheryl. Yeah, Gopal, please go ahead.
Yes. When was the last time when APRALO ALSs were polled?
No, we have we had a general assembly in 2017 October in Abu Dhabi. That was the time when the AP ALO came together. Then subsequently we had the ATLAS 3, which did not bring together all our ALSs, but most of the active ones were represented in the ATLAS 3 meeting as well. So those are the documented, you know, signs of activity that we have had. We also had inventory of skills, but that is not open to just ALSs. It is open to the entire mailing list, to our community, which is slightly different from the ALSs. So we have a fair bunch of information on our ALSs. We also know that several of them are inactive, been inactive for some time, and we have had discussions on like some other relos of decertification of these dormant or inactive ALSs. And we should also remind ourselves that we have a ROP review going on, which was kept pending on hold because of the work party that Alan was leading. Now that, or rather when the final report is accepted by ALS, sorry, I mean ALAC, we will be then free to make modifications to our ROPs to ensure that we have a periodic process of, you know, kind of not recertifying, what's called as a heartbeat, so that every year we have to send out an email and they respond and we know that they are alive and well. Plus, whatever has been recommended, for instance, have two contact points. So are these both the contact points active? That's another metric or measure by which we can figure out. So I think a lot of work needs to be done as far as the ALSs go. Now, this is a parallel process. We also would like to groom our individual members because in some countries it is not even possible to have ALSs in our region. And there we would you know, look to individual members for representation from that country. So this is a challenge that APRALO will have to deal with in the next 2 years or so, and we will take it up one by one, is what I think is the... now, as far as the ALS mobilization party is concerned, let's plan for a meeting, hopefully over the next 2 to 3 weeks' time, where we bring in Alan, and we also, you know, pool our ALSs together. And let's have, you know, we will reach out to our ALSs and we will know then how many are likely to join, you know, the active meeting. So Are there any other comments? Looking at the time, we have a...
I just want to wish that this idea of structuring of what is just happening is a very, very brilliant one, very difficult. It's almost an exercise which all of us need to participate. We need to also keep in mind that presently in the world of IoT and edge devices, we keep saying that even the form of the machine is also not so serious, as long as it connects to the net. So the notion of ALS is something which we will have to really look into. And good, this is 2 years
right.
Planning time by Dr. Sir.
Right. So thanks, Gopal, for those inputs and those questions. Now moving on, we would like to go to the next item, which is the mentoring program. And Ali had a couple of months back, you know, proposed that we reactivate. We had one batch of mentoring program earlier, a year back or so. And we wanted to again try to bring our Atlas III ambassadors, you know, into the inner group and, you know, develop leaders from them. So the plan was that Ali will kind of drive this program and seek volunteers from the leadership team to be mentors. And we will match the mentees and the mentors and have a formal assessment program, a process by which we will know how effective this program has been. I will request Ali to speak about this. Over to you, Ali.
Thank you very much, Satish, and thank you for this wonderful team for giving me the opportunity again to run this program based on the previous successful achievement and result of the first mentor program that we have run before. And luckily, we can see a lot of outcome of that. We have now a number of them in the leadership team and active participation. So based on that and going forward, I think now we have much better ground and base to run a second wave of mentorship program. As you all see now, we have a well-organized capacity building working group, and they are very much active. We have the policy platform that we can as well capitalize on, and we have the outcome from the Atlas III, which are the ambassadors that we are having. Again, this can be all used to help in running this program again. So the foundation and the ground, I can see, is even much more easier than when we have run it in the, I think, 2016 or no, before 16, 2015, I guess. And at that time, we were having around 11 volunteers that as a mentee, and then we were having around 5 or 4 mentors that have taken care of all of this mentee, plus the super guidance and help from Cheryl being on the top for that, helping us as a mentors to drive this. So going to the program, yes, I have started this, and as correctly Satish mentioned, we want to start this again, and my plan is to kick off this as early as possible and have it running almost up to 9 months. So we end up before the last meeting of ICANN. So in our last ICANN meeting of 2020, we can have the full assessments and reports and everything ready, and we see our mentee coming up. So to do that, with the permission of the leadership team, we would like now to create, let's say if we can create a wiki page and have our volunteer mentors first from the leadership team, and then we'll put the plan there, I mean, what we will be doing, what is our plan, how we will utilize the capacity building, policy platform, and the ambassadors. And going forward, we'll announce it to get the mentee. And this, I think, will take around a month and a half, maximum 2 months. And then we can go ahead with the program. So I'm very much welcoming any ideas, suggestions from anyone of the team. So we make it successful again with the full support from the team here.
So thanks very much, Ali, Satish, for the record. So I think it is a good initiative that we must get started with. I have a question here for all of us. We have said that this is a program restricted to at least three ambassadors. But we also see that at least three ambassadors have already come up in several ways, and we see several names being talked about who have broken into the leadership ranks. And they may not further require mentorship, but others may require from the same Atlas III ambassador community. Do we open this up for others also, or do we still keep it only for the Atlas III ambassadors? What are the general, what do we feel?
If I may comment, Satish, maybe the number of Atlas III ambassadors that we will have from our region at this stage, I don't have the figure exactly, the number, but we might not have that much, unless they are like more than 8 or 10 people. I'm not so sure.
Thanks, Ali. And I see on chat various opinions mentioned, and Justin says depending on the demand supply, and Maureen says active members were not able to attend at least three. So I think we will keep an open mind about the mentees, and we will Ali will in the next meeting, maybe not December but January, announce the next step and the process of calling for the mentees to apply and all that. So thanks very much, Ali, and looking forward to further work on this initiative. Now,
thank you.
Thanks,
just one more comment. Sorry, Satish. Sorry for interrupting you. Just one more comment that there will be few going forward, and I will leave this to Maureen as well. If this is success, then the bigger plan is to have sort of a cross-railo mentorship, but this is coming forward later on.
Thanks, Ali, for that comment. Noting that we have only 6 more minutes to go, we now move to agenda item number 6, which is the NOMCOM update. Over to you, Amrita.
Thank you, Satish. For NOMCOM, I have nothing much to update because we would be having the first call for NOMCOM 2021 in the first week of December. So I'd like to use 2 minutes here to request everyone that if you've done any event this month or your ALSs have done, please send me and staff the update by the 27th, especially those who have participated in IGF as a speaker or have organized a session. Please send an update, preferably within 150 words, mentioning what the session was, whether you were a speaker or whether you organized it, what was the session all about. If you have a picture, you could share that picture too, and preferably more details could come in form of link so that people can click it up and read it. Again, please send it to me and staff by 27th of this month. We would want the entire community to know more about what you've been doing. Thank you, Satish.
Thanks, Amrita, for the update. Now, following on from that last point about the IGF itself, we had a discussion within the leadership team about showcasing the work done by our community at the IGF, which is concluded this week. So we were planning to reach out to people who organize workshops or other events in the IGF, and we would like them to speak to us briefly, maybe in the December meeting. We were also planning to invite the IGF MAG chair, Andriette, to make a short presentation on the high-level aspects of what transpired, what were the discussions in the IGF. And we could also then make a presentation from the workshops of our communities, which focus on very narrow vertical topics, so that we get the both the micro and macro pictures. So we will write to the MAG chair and request her to participate in our December call. Somebody from one of us from the leadership team will be reaching out to see if I think it's already been done. Nadira has put out a mail to see to ask the community if there's anyone who would like to share their experiences at IGF 2020. So if you have done some work, please note that we would like you to forward it to Amrita for the newsletter, but also to that form to be filled up for making a presentation in the December call or April monthly call. With that, we come to the end of the agenda. Our next meeting is currently scheduled for 17th of December. Before we close, are there any last comments? Anybody would like to raise any issues or comments? Nadira, your hand's up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Satish. I just want to point about the importance of having this intersection between the, our community's engagement in the IGF and the policy work of ICANN. Even ICANN is kind of specialized with the domain name. Finding interest people into interested into the internet governance. Once they understand what is ICANN doing, we might find people also interested into the policy comments and development with ICANN. And that's what I will encourage our leaders and from ALSs here and participants to disseminate to their community, because I could see during my attendance to the IGF that a lot of, especially the youth, are really engaged into the internet governance forum, and it would be nice to see and hear them and to give them empowerment by giving them a space, as it was agreed, as Satish has said. Please push the. I will be happy if you push this form to your community. Thank you, Satish.
Thanks very much, Nadira. So with that, we come to the end of our agenda, and I don't see any other hand up. So I'd like to thank everybody for this meeting. And as both Cheryl and Maureen have pointed out, this is a good meeting with a good interaction. We hope to continue this level of engagement as we go forward. So thank you, and back to you, Yashim, for closing the meeting.
Thanks so much, Satish, and thank you all for joining today's call. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.